My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so Brandon Ayuk was on the Pivot podcast. Man, there's still some contractual drama out there with a few teams. 49ers near the top of the list with Brandon Ayuk. He wants to get paid in that Justin Jefferson range. The Niners are not willing to go that far right now. Here was Brandon Ayuk when asked to guess which uniform he will be wearing next season.
If you had to guess, we're going to say guess right now, what uniform is Brandon Ayuk wearing in 2024?
If I were to take a guess, probably a Niner uniform. Probably a Niner uniform. I mean, if not a Niner uniform, probably a Washington Commander uniform. If not a Washington Commander uniform, probably a Steelers uniform.
Okay, so Niner, I think it's interesting. Like, he does seem to be kind of waving the white flag a little bit on playing for the Niners this year. He realizes this might be, I got to play it out on my fifth. The fifth-year option's there for a reason. They're using it on me, and I got to play it out, you know?
When he had that social media post a week or two ago where he said that they don't want me, where he's talking to Jaden Daniels, and he said they don't want me, that, I think most NFL people interpreted that as, they don't want me at the price that I want to be had at. They probably, who knows how exactly they phrased it to their agent, but I know I've heard at least two GMs say that exact thing too.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, or former GMs that are in the media now say that, okay, they don't want him at the price that he wants. So the likeliest thing is that the 49ers, who don't probably, like, realistically, as they have been for the last few years, their problem is they've got too many good players and they can't pay them all. And it's unlikely that as they're approaching making a decision on Brock Purdy and everything else, that they're probably going to have. They're way over the cap in 2025. So it makes the most sense for right now, where you can't trade for draft capital before the, you know, because you're after the, you can trade for draft capital, but it doesn't help you this year.
Right.
Their best chance of winning a Super Bowl is right now. The biggest question, I mean, and this is the leverage that a lot of the old retired GMs still don't understand, like what's happened in sports. One of the biggest things players have in terms of leverage these days is how big of a pain in the butt are they willing to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like the people would say, well, Deshaun Watson doesn't have any leverage. Oh, yeah? You know, or Jonathan Taylor doesn't have any leverage. Okay, well, he just decided to have an ankle injury that he was out with an ankle injury, even though he showed up to camp and everything. So I think from the 49ers' perspective, they want him to play this year, and they're probably planning on letting him go to free agency next year. But can they get Brandon Ayuk in the building without him, like, escalate, like in an escalating fashion, tweet and Instagram and everything else more and more about it, and become a huge headache to the point where it destroys team chemistry?
Yeah,
that's their big concern right now.
That's what makes that cut so interesting to me, Seth, is that I don't think the 49ers want to trade Brandon Ayuk. I don't think they want to pay him either. I think in their heart of hearts, they want him to come back for $14 million this year on his fifth-year option, play it out, and then he leaves and they get a comp pick for him, you know?
They'd love to. No, in their perfect world, they'd love to pay him whatever he wants. But their harsh reality is that you can't do it, you know? Yeah. Like, they want him.
They want him on the team. And knowing what the reality is, the best case for them is he comes back, plays a year, and then he's gone. They get a third-round pick for him 2 years from now, whatever it is. That's what makes that cut so interesting to me, though, is if I'm the Niners and I'm listening to him say that and he goes, probably the Niners, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, this guy's coming around. He realizes his situation. Then he lists two other teams. Like, all right, he realizes the situation, what his situation is, but he's going to be an a-hole again here at some point.
Yeah.
Like, if he's merely thinking about other teams and he's thinking about trying to agitate his way onto those other teams.
Right. And that's the big thing is you just never know, like, how is he going to agitate? James Harden just made it impossible to even play him, you know? He just gave all the impression of a guy that just wasn't going to give any effort on the court or whatever. And, like, I don't want to say it in a positive way, but it takes a certain amount of cojones and, I guess, disregard for a certain ethical standard to do that. And there's not that many guys that can actually do that. Like, it takes to be day in, day out, a pain in the butt, consciously, not just because you're that way naturally, that's hard to do.
Yep.
And not a lot of guys can do it. Ayuk might be one of those rare gifted individuals.
Maybe.
And, so that's the question. And what we don't know is, all right, what is he actually like in the building, in meeting rooms, during practice, all of that stuff. There are some guys that can be disgruntled but not be a cancer in the locker room. There's other guys who are disgruntled and then...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Make life hell for everybody else around them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, I think, talk of chemistry is sometimes overblown. And sometimes guys are too quickly labeled a cancer, but the right guy in the wrong circumstances can very much become a cancer, especially when you're talking about the razor's edge of being a Super Bowl caliber team or not.
Yeah, I think if Brandon Ayuk had already shown those types of colors, then they would have moved him before the draft. You know,
they probably would have taken what they could get.
They would have done what Buffalo did with Stephon Diggs, which is, all right, we get a second round pick for him. Sayonara. Ryan Clark, longtime Pittsburgh Steeler, perked up when he heard Brandon Ayuk mention the Steelers as a possibility. So, like many athletes with podcasts these days who have an affinity to a team, he put together a brief sales pitch on why Pittsburgh would be awesome for Brandon Ayuk.
You see him selling, right?
I see what you're doing.
Because we're going to win the championship.
This is about to work.
We've been making moves. If Brandon goes to Pittsburgh, we got George Pickens.
Yeah.
You got B.A.,
mm-hmm.
right? Najee.
In the back.
Jalen in the backfield.
Yee.
Fryer move. Darnell Washington. Number dogs up front. Oh, man.
Okay, now, curiously absent in that sales pitch, and by the way, I didn't cut it off in editing either. It never got mentioned, was, who's playing quarterback for these guys?
Well, and who's did he bring up Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator?
He did not, right.
Yeah.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
This is what I wonder with Pittsburgh. I think Arthur Smith might be a Josh McDaniels. I think he might be a really good offensive coordinator, but just does not have the right temperament or what have you to be a head coach. Mm. Like Josh McDaniels now, I mean, it's like there's no denying it. That's what he is. He's probably a really good offensive coordinator. I mean, Mac Jones was a different quarterback under Arthur Smith with not great wide receivers or anything else like that. All right, under Josh McDaniels. So likewise with Arthur Smith, they put together a hell of an offense in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And I think that in Atlanta, as the head coach, like he didn't have somebody like asking him, okay, now why exactly do you not seem to think Bijan Robinson should be getting the ball more?
Yeah.
All these things that guys just with no restrictor plate or anything, sometimes these guys just, they start to go too far in too many different directions. So I think that Arthur Smith might end up being really good for the Steelers. It's interesting. His offense doesn't necessarily suit Russell Wilson's skill set all that much. Like, Russell Wilson doesn't throw well over the middle of the field. He's really good at throwing to the sidelines and deep, but not over the middle of the field. But I do think that Arthur Smith should be a selling point if you spin it that way.
Yeah, you're saying he should have mentioned him in there, Ryan Clark,
Smith.
Yeah, he doesn't mention quarterbacks, though, which is interesting to me. Because if you're putting a sales pitch together for the Texans to Brandon Ayuk, let's say, and they don't need Brandon Ayuk right now, they're stat at wide receiver. But I just think it's funny, like, Ryan Clark is listing every position on the dogs up front, list two tight ends, two running backs, list George Pickens, all that, just conveniently ignores quarterback. Whereas I think if you're the Texans and you're trying to sell, like, if the Texans had to sell Stephon Diggs in coming here, if you get five words into your sales pitch and the word C.J. Stroud have not come out of your mouth, you're doing it wrong.
you're selling it wrong.
You know, so ain't all that great, Ryan Clark, with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Okay?
The sales pitch, you got to flip it on its head and talk about how, think about if you go and play for the Steelers, how you can be the guy that unlocked, you know, Justin Fields or brought Russell Wilson back to prominence.
Redemption for Russell Wilson.
If I were Ryan Clark, I'd be like, listen, man, they're not going to be, Russell Wilson's going to be an All-Pro, and they're not even going to be talking about him. They're going to be saying, well, he's only an All-Pro because because they got Brandon Ayuk in there.
You know what I would sell as part of the Steeler thing? And I say this as somebody who I'm not, you know, I don't live in Pittsburgh. I'm not around the Steelers every day. It's just something that I feel from watching the Steelers for all these decades. Is that feels like a city where if you become a hero on the football team, you are a hero forever in that city. You know, like being an all-pro level Pittsburgh Steeler, that just feels like one of those cities where it matters more to the people in that city than maybe like 80% of the other cities in the NFL.
You'll never have to pay for a crappy beer in a gloomy bar that's carved into the side of the mountain for the rest
ever
of your
again.
Life. You'll never have to pay for a beer in a place that you wouldn't want to hang out in ever again.
You'll never have to pay for a sandwich with the French fries and coleslaw on the sandwich ever again. Ever again. How's that
from
sound?
Manny Brothers?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever had one?
No. I did. A long, long time ago, but I barely remember it, which is rare for me to forget a food stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. We head into the 8 o'clock hour. Let's circle back to the Astros. Man, there was a lot to like yesterday. We'll hear from Joe Espada. We'll hear from Jeremy Pena. We'll hear from Yordan Alvarez's bat. But the biggest thing that we liked yesterday from the big win over the Blue Jays on Canada Day yesterday, that's coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.